Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are taking a look at the issue for the week of June 6th, 2011, with a cover story on our supplement covering chemical distribution in Europe and published to coincide with the annual Congress of the European Association of Chemical Distributors, or FECC. Among the multitude of articles in the latest issue, we have an interview with the new Director General of the FECC, as well as an interview with FECC's president. They are looking at the chemical industry bouncing back in Europe. Meanwhile, the FECC reports that mergers and acquisitions activity is on the rise again in Europe, not quite at pre-economic crisis levels, but enough to still make headlines every now and then. Another article looks at the barriers to free trade and how several initiatives are working to reduce tariffs in Europe. Then we have a look at increased foreign investment in Europe. Europe's leading distribution companies are increasingly looking outside the region for growth, with the Middle East, North Africa, and India high on the agenda. Emerging markets and ongoing industry consolidation are creating a wealth of opportunity for European distributors. This special supplement in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business also examines living within reach, that is to say, the European Union's ambitious chemicals risk assessment and risk management policy framework. The past 3 years have seen a radical overhaul of the European regulatory landscape. Read ICE's Chemical Business to find out more. In addition to those and other articles relating to European chemical distribution, we feature many of our regular articles and features, including our special quarterly update on mergers and acquisitions. Global chemical M&A has come roaring back toward peak levels, and activity is poised to approach record levels. A healthy financing market, strong financial performance, and renewed confidence is fueling the urge to merge. Peter Young, president of U.S.-based chemical and life science investment bank Young & Partners, says, "Chemical M&A activity surged in the first quarter and should be solid to strong for the rest of 2011 going into 2012. This is an offshoot of an increase in buyer confidence, as well as their ability to fund deals with available cash and readily available debt at low interest rates." Read the latest issue to find out more. Meanwhile, in other columns, we look at a surge in the consumption of olefins in Asia is predicted for the next 5 years. Polypropylene margins are falling, but the outlook is still positive. Optimism is high as polypropylene demand is expected to be driven by growing automotive sales in Asia. Then we have the potential use of waste plastics as an alternative fuel source. All types of polyethylene and polypropylene are well suited to energy recovery because of their high embedded energy values, says a representative from Dow Chemical. All this and so much more can be found in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business, the best place to go for all the latest information on the global chemical industry. Pick up a copy today. Thanks for listening and good night.